Well, I always knew that that God had equipped me with some skill sets and gifts when it came to teaching, shepherding, and just biblical knowledge.
Right.
The pursuit of that. And I had the ability to communicate. I was already a public speaker. I was doing public speaking in high school and stuff. It was just really weird.
Right.
You know? And so began to just really seek the Lord on that. Like, what does this look like for me? Am I supposed to be a pastor vocationally or whatever? All I knew, I was supposed to teach and preach and disciple. So I just literally would just look for opportunities. Hey, can I preach? Can I teach? Like, whatever I could do.
Sure.
Started discipling, you know? So probably about the past 12 years of my life, have been, the most involved actively in ministry. I've always been involved, whether it was leading worship, teaching a class here or there, whatever. But I mean, as far as like it being my pursuit, not just here, but even internationally, you know, that really is what took off. And so I just invested in myself, right? Because I didn't finish college, right? But I knew some really smart people. I knew some people in the faith that I looked up to and that had mentored me. And so I just became a student, quite honestly, as an adult of the Bible. Hmm. I got past just reading it. You know right. What I'm saying? Like,
right. And I think even at where we went to school, they weren't the best at teaching like hermeneutics.
No, not at all. Yeah.
And digging into God's word and then, you know, balancing it with how to not only study, but how to accurately interpret scripture. And so, you know, some of that can be taught. Some of it is just straight mentorship. So,
yeah, I mean, but having a solid exegesis and being able to break scripture down, mm-hmm. just learning that process pays huge dividends spiritually.
Right? For sure.
And so I remember when I kind of got my own rhythm of study, you know, for me, that's what changed everything.
Gotcha.
The more you study God, the more you know about his character. The more you know of his character, the easier it is for you to identify where he is active, right? Hmm. And I read a book. This is what was really the pivotal moment for me.
Okay. What book?
Desiring God by John Piper.
Great book.
And you already know I'm a crier, but that book wrecked me for months.
Yeah, it's a really good book. I like John Piper.
I just reread it this year, early in this year. And I remember I was at home and I was studying and I was reading about suffering and all this stuff. And Piper has a lot to say about that. And I said a really dangerous prayer. And this is what set my adulthood into motion where I'm at now. I said, God, I said, if suffering will make me more like you, I'm asking to suffer.
Hey, thanks for watching this short with us today. And if you like it, check out our full episodes on our channel and website. We'll put those in the links below. And as always, Scott,
like and subscribe. Or subscribe and then like, whatever order you want, really.
Whatever order you like.
Yeah.
Thanks.